Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah continues the similar theme as the previous two Mishnayos, namely activities which, according to Beis Shammai, must be completed before Shabbos begins. Beis Shammai requires this in order to ensure that a person's objects will be resting while Shemitah once Shabbos actually commences. Beis Hillel doesn't require objects to rest on Shabbos, and therefore permits these activities up until the start of Shabbos. This mission highlights that Beis Hillel's opinion is whether the kelim, the vessels, are passive during the labor, like the previous Mishnah, where the wool being dyed is in a vat and really isn't doing anything, or the chiddush. The nuance of this Mishnah is that even when the objects are actively doing the labor, such as we will see, the animal traps, even in that case, Beis Hillel permits it to be set up before Shabbos begins. The Mishnah reads as follows. Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, Eino sinin unin shel pishto lesocha tanur. A person is not allowed to place bundles of flax into the oven, so that by the heat of the oven they will become a bleach. Unless, of course, there is sufficient time for them to become heated while it is still daytime, before Shabbos actually begins. Nor is a person permitted to place wool in a huge vat in order for it to be dyed. Unless, of course, there is enough time before Shabbos begins for the wool to absorb the color. Beis Hillel Matirin. Beis Hillel permits both of these cases. As Beis Hillel holds, we are not obligated that our kelim have to rest on Shabbos, as opposed to Beis Hillel, who says, no, incorrect. Our kelim do not need to rest on Shabbos. We just cannot activate them on Shabbos to perform a halacha for us. The Gemara actually explains that when Beis Hillel permits one to use and to place bundles of flax into the oven, Beis Hillel has a very important condition. He stipulates that these oven must be, of course, not sitting on a fire. They cannot be sitting on an ash, because, as we will discuss later on, an oven which has underneath it coals, we are worried that a person might come and stoke these coals, thereby enhancing the flame and the fire, and that would be also to do on Shabbos, because of bishul, because of cooking. And therefore, the condition that Beis Hillel permits these vats to be used for the dye is that their fire is not accessible, and their coals perhaps have been removed, or other conditions have been in place that stoking them will not be a possibility. The Mishnah concludes, Beis Shammai Omrim in Porsin Mitsudos Chayav Ofos Vidagim. Beis Shammai says a person may not spread nets for animals, birds, fish, Ela Kadeshi Tzodo Mibar Yom, unless, of course, there's sufficient time to capture these animals while it is day, before Shabbos begins. And of course, according to the Shita of Beis Hillel Matirin, Beis Hillel permits one to set up traps before Shabbos, even if the trap will work and will snare our animal on Shabbos. Again, for Beis Hillel, that is not a problem, because our kelim, our vessels, are not obligated to rest. There is no shvisas kelim on Shabbos, according to Beis Hillel. Mishnah Zayin. Before we begin reading this Mishnah, it's worthwhile, of course, mentioning that a non-Jew, an Eino Yehudi, is forbidden to do malacha, to do labor for a Jew on Shabbos. And in fact, actions that might even look like they're being done on behalf of a Jew are also usher, are also prohibited on Shabbos. Therefore, once Shabbos begins, an Eino Yehudi, a non-Jew, may not leave the house of a Jew loaded up with materials, since it appears as if maybe he's transporting a Jew's possessions on Shabbos itself. The question is, of course, what about before Shabbos starts? Once again, Machlokes, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel Omrim, Ein Mochrin Lanochrin. Ve'ein tu animimo, ve'ein magbir alav, ela kideshagia lemakom karov. It Shammai says you cannot sell to a nochri, to a Gentile. Not only that, but you can't even load up his animal, you can't load up te'ina, you can't place items on top of his behemoth, hey magbir alav, you can't even lift the load upon him, not just his animal, but even the nochri himself. Unless, of course, Kadesha Gila Malkum Karov, unless there's enough time for him to reach the place before Shabbos would start. So it does not look like, according to Beis Shammai, that you are using this Nochri, this Eino Yehudi, to do some type of work for you. Beis Hillel, of course, permits it, that before Shabbos one would be allowed to load up the Nochri's animal, the Nochri himself, even schlep some materials for you. He's not worried that people might say that he's going to be doing malacha for you on Shabbos, according to Beis Hillel. Of course, if in fact the Nochri is doing work for the Yehudi, that would be very problematic. But if these possessions belong to the Nochri himself, of course we are not worried that people might mistakenly think that he is doing work for the Jew. Of course, it goes without saying that Beis Hillel must make sure that this Eino Yehudi, that this Nochri, is leaving the house of the Jew before it gets dark outside, so that people do not think that perhaps the Jew sold the Nochri something on Shabbos, or that the Nochri is doing work for the Jew on Shabbos.